This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ They will be on adorned couches. يَنْظُرُونَ Observing, looking, admiring. Because all the blessings that Allah has given, they will admire them. They will look at them. There's mulkan kabira, so much to see. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ You would recognize in their faces نَضْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ The nadra, radiance, the glow, the happiness of pleasure. Meaning that happiness will not just be inside, it will come out. يُسْقَوْنَ They will be given to drink مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ The abrar will be given to drink from رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ What is رَحِيق? رَحِيق رَاحَ قَافْ is used for pure drink. What kind of a drink is this? Or nectar? Pure. Pure as in there is no mixture in it, no pulp in it. Okay? And it's also clear. You understand? It's also clear. You see, some drinks are such that the color is very dense. I mean, it's not clear. But you know some types of apple juice, what are they? Clear. This is rahiq. Pure and clear. In which there is no mixture, no pulp. Go ahead.
Living here in this country, we are very fortunate to have clear water. But majority of the people in the world and majority of the people who will probably read this verse probably haven't drunk in water that's clear. So they could relate with this ayah a lot.
So this is rahiq. And makhtum, khatamim, khatama is to set a seal. So makhtum meaning that which is sealed. So the abrar will be given to drink rahiq. But what kind of rahiq? Rahiq that was makhtum, that was sealed. So who will break the seal? Who will break the seal? They will break it themselves. It's uncontaminated. More than that, it's fresh. You understand? You see, exotic drinks, right? Or even your basic, your Coke, all right? If you open it and leave it for like 20 minutes, what happens? What happens? It goes flat. Then what is it? It's just sugar, flavor, and water. Isn't it? But when you break the seal, when you pop it, right, and you hear that sound, and you know you see stuff coming out, and you drink it right there. How is it? It's a different experience. So rahiqin makhtum, delicious and fresh. Khitamuhu misk. Its khitam will be of musk. Khitam khatamim, seal. Meaning the seal will be made of musk. What does it mean by that? Musk is fragrance. Musk is fragrance. How could it be made of fragrance? Yes, it can be made of fragrance because this is Jannah. Here, seals are made of what? Metal, cork, right? And metal, cork, they have a distinct smell to it, which is why it's very difficult sometimes to drink from the can, right? And people who are concerned about cleanliness, they will never drink straight out of a can, isn't it? Or they will clean the top and then they will drink it maybe. But خِتَامُهُ مِسْكُ meaning even the seal smelled beautiful. Not of plastic or of cork or of metal or such other materials. Another interpretation of خِتَامُهُ مِسْكُ is that the end of it will be of musk. Meaning when they will finish drinking it, there will emanate the fragrance of musk. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ And in that, should the competitors compete? In what? In what? In getting رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ What is تَنَافُس? Because this is what we're being told to do. تَنَافُس from نُون فَاسِين نَفِيس Have you heard of the word نَفِيس? It's also a name. نَفِيس is something that is good or excellent. Now when something is good and excellent, what happens? You want it. And because you want it, then who else wants it? Your brother wants it too, or your sister wants it too. Isn't it? It's amazing how sometimes something is sitting, nobody cares about it. But as soon as one child wants it, who wants it then? Everybody else. Right? So, tanafus is to desire something emulously. What does that mean? You see somebody desiring it, wanting it, so you say, I want it too. You understand over here? This is not like somebody's working to get something and so you also, and you also have the same interest. No, you got that interest because you saw somebody else working for it. Emulously. You saw somebody wanting something, set their eyes on something, reaching for something, you know it's good, so you say, before they get there, I'm going to get there. And many times, our wishes, the things that we desire, why do we desire them? Why?
Because everybody wants them.
It's amazing how a person may never have been to a certain mall. They may have never sat in a certain car. They may have never worn a certain fragrance. But they know everything about it. And they want it. Why? Because they've heard people talking about it. And so in their heart is so much desire for it that they can't wait to get there. They can't wait to have it. It's amazing. This human nature is amazing. You see somebody wanting something and you want it too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing this nature to the right direction. You should not be competing for worldly things. Why? Why? Because it's never ending. It's never going to satisfy you. If you want to compete, and you must compete, and you will compete because you're a human being, what you should be competing for is what? Jannah. Has it ever happened you're sitting at a table, you had your drink, you finished it, it's sitting in front of you, your empty cup, somebody else gets up, takes their empty cup, fills it, or somebody comes and fills their cup for them, and because you see their cup filling up, you look at your empty cup, and you're like, I think I want some. I don't know. I think I do. Maybe I'll have a little bit. Why? Why are you desiring more? Because you see somebody with a full cup. Go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum. Recently with the Black Friday sales, I rarely log on to Facebook, but when I did, I saw so many of my mutuals, they were posting about the same electric pot or something that was on sale. One person was like, I bought it, you should buy it too before they run out. One person was like, I bought, you know, one for myself and three to give as gifts. I went to the site and I was like, okay, yeah, that's a really good deal. And we already have one, but I'm like, I should go tell my mom. But then I stopped myself. I'm like, we don't need this, we already have one.
Exactly.
But because so many people are posting about it, I'm like, maybe I should check it out.
Exactly. Allah says, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. You are going to compete for things. But this is what you should be competing for. You know, like, this is why some people are very clever. You know, when they want something, they don't even look at it. They don't talk about it. They just go quietly. You know, they'll just get their chocolate bar. They'll eat it quietly and be done with it. Why? Because they know that the moment they mention it, or the moment they let other people see it, others are going to ask for it too. So they go quietly and enjoy themselves. Right? What do we do when we're doing a good deed? Why can't we do good deeds quietly? Why not? We make such an exhibit, you know? Either at the moment or later, we have to talk about it. Just as you would secretly go into a store and quietly go from one side to the other, one aisle to the other, and then find something and take five pieces and then try them on and then get the best one that you like. All this swiftly you do to get the best deals. Why don't we do that for the akhirah? Because before we know it, what we bought right now will be outdated within a couple months. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. You know, everybody has this desire of being the best. Isn't it? Even if you don't admit it, being the first, being ahead of others. Everybody has this desire. And children are very honest, right? This is why it matters to them when they're second, or when somebody says to them, I am first. Adults, we pretend like it doesn't bother us, but it actually bothers us. Children are just very honest. Anyway, everybody has this desire. I want to be at the top. I want to be first. Those who wish to get ahead of others, those who wish to be of outstanding performance, what is it that they should be competing in? This cause. وَمِزَاجُهُ, and its mizaj, its mixture. Whose mixture? The mizaj of رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُوم. It is مِن تَسْنِيم, of تَسْنِيم. Now, we just learned that رَحِيق is a pure drink. And here we're learning about mizaj. What is mizaj? We learned about this earlier also. That which is added to something, right? And blended with it to enhance the flavor. Right? So, مِزَاجُهُ مِن تَسْنِيم. Why? You see, تَسْنِيم is عَيْنًا. It's a spring. يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. يَشْرَبُ بِهَا, he will drink of it. Who will drink of it? مُقَرَّبُونَ. Those who are nearest to Allah. So مُقَرَّبُونَ are who? سَابِقُونَ. Whose level is the highest? Then under them is the level of who? The أبرار. Ashabul Yameen, people of the right. The Ashabul Yameen, people of the right, the أبرار, what will they be given to drink from? رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. Alright? However, there is something even better than رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. And what is that? تَسْنِيم. And تَسْنِيم is a spring that is exclusively for who? For who? For the مُقَرَّبُونَ. So the أبرار, they will not have تَسْنِيم, but they can have a blend of تَسْنِيم. You understand? يعني وَمِزَاجُهُ مِن تَسْنِيم, and there is also a مِزَاج for it, meaning for رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُوم, okay, which is of تَسْنِيم. And what is تَسْنِيم? عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. There's two ways to look at this. One way is that for the أبرار is رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُوم. رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُوم, very beautiful. But for مُقَرَّبُونَ is what? What is it? تَسْنِيم. Pure تَسْنِيم is for who? For the مُقَرَّبُونَ. Or for the أبرار is رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُوم. Okay? And for the مُقَرَّبُونَ is رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُوم with a blend of تَسْنِيم. Has it ever happened that you go to a restaurant, you order something and your friend orders the same thing? But what you ordered with a side of something else. Or you asked for an extra flavoring in your drink. Now for that extra flavoring, is there an extra charge? Is there an extra charge for an extra flavoring? You know, if you think about it, mint tea. What is mint tea? It's just hot water with a tea bag, isn't it? But if you buy mint tea from somewhere, do they charge you for it? Why? Why are they charging you for hot water with a tea bag? They're charging you for the tea bag, for the flavor that the tea bag brings. Seriously. How much will they charge you? $2-3. And if you're traveling in a plane or in a plane where they don't serve, then it's going to be $5. Or maybe $10. Extra flavoring, extra charge. So in Jannah also, if you want to drink from the higher level drinks, what kind of deeds are required? Of higher level. Just as in this world, for extra flavoring, extra charge. For a higher level in Jannah, higher deeds. عَيْنَ يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. You see, some people, they love good drinks. Actually, many people do. Hot drinks or cold drinks. Juices, right? Not juices or other kind of drinks. So, alcohol-free beverages. And, you know, they'll go on and on. And when you're enjoying these drinks, or when you see people enjoying these drinks, think about the تَسْنِيم also. Think about رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُوم also. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا. Indeed, those people who committed crimes, أجرموا جرم. Opposite now. كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون. They used to laugh at those who believed. يضحكون, ضحك, to laugh with, by creating some noise, sound. The criminals used to laugh at the believers. Meaning in the world, previously. Where are these believers now? Highest levels of paradise. Some are amongst the muqarrabun and some are the abrar. But they're both of them, their state is beautiful. But these people were once laughed at. They were mocked at. Why were they mocked at? For their iman, for their righteous deeds. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. And many times a person is laughed at because of what? Because of his honesty. Isn't it? Like for example, if you tell somebody, that guy gave me an extra dollar, I gotta go return it. Seriously? Dollar? Who cares about it? Here, I'll give you a dollar for free. People are laughed at because of their honesty. Correct? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ. And when the criminals would pass by them, pass by who? By the believers. يَتَغَامَزُونَ. They would exchange glances. يَتَغَامَزُونَ تَغَامُزْ غَيْن مِيمْ زَيْ. غَمْز is to signal with the eye or the eyebrow. For example, if you and your friend are going somewhere and you see something strange, right? You're not going to say it because other people are going to hear that. But it is strange and you can't help yourself, so what will you do? You will look at your friend and she will look at you. You will raise your eyebrows and she will raise your eyebrows. You will have a smile that you're trying to hide and she will have a smile that she's trying to hide. This is taghamuz. And to do this at other people, it doesn't befit someone who's got good akhlaq to do that. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا. You know, many times it happens with me. As I'm walking, all of a sudden somebody sees me and they'll freeze. Right? The other day I was walking up the stairs and these girls were coming down. And it's not the only time this has happened. It happens over and over again. They're talking amongst themselves about, and they're using language which is not very appropriate. And as soon as they see me, dead silence. And then as I pass, breaking into laughter at each other. Sister Tamia heard you. She saw us. I'm like, okay, be that with me. Pretend as if, you know, whatever, as if you weren't saying anything. Why are you scared of me? Why? Did Allah not hear? Did the angels not hear? Will I hold you accountable? I won't. I can't. Who am I? Who will? Who has heard those words and recorded them? And many times it happens. We're busy, you know, watching something, looking at something, talking about something, and all of a sudden as the dad or the mom or the aunt or the teacher or whoever walks in, freeze. And then as soon as they go, break into laughter. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. You know, this is like, almost, I find this offensive. That what is it that you have to talk about that you can't talk about it in front of me? Am I really that scary? And sometimes it happens that people are excluded from conversations, from normal life, from, you know, typical socialization. They're excluded. And that exclusion sometimes it leads to this also. Winking, mocking, you know, looking at each other. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ. And when they return to their families or their people, انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. They would return jesting. فَكِهِينَ. Fakih is who? Someone who's happy. Fakih, someone who's happy, laughing. So here they are, laughing at the Muslims, making fun of the believers, and sometimes, not verbally, but just through their eye signals, by raising their brows. And then, when they go home, they just explode in laughter. And they're telling their families about who they made fun of today, and who they laughed at today, and who they ridiculed today. وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ. And when they saw them, meaning the believers, قَالُوا, they would say, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. These people are lost. they called the Muslims astray. Whereas who was in reality astray? The criminals were. Allah says, وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ. They were not sent upon the believers as guardians over them. Meaning, who are they to say about the believers that the believers are astray? Why are they here judging people? Were they sent as judges over people? No, they have not been sent as judges, as guardians over people. They should be worried about themselves. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So today, those who believe, مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ, at the deniers, يَضْحَكُونَ, they will laugh. On the Day of Judgment, things will change. Because the Day of Judgment is what? خَافِضَةُ الرَّافِعَةُ. One that will bring low those who are high. So in the world, the criminals, yes, they were very high, very powerful. So much so that they made fun of the believers, they said that they're lost, they're astray, but on the Day of Judgment, things will reverse. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. It's the believers who will now laugh at the deniers. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. And now the believers, where will they be? Upon adorned couches. يَنْظُرُونَ. Looking. Looking at what? All the blessings that Allah has given them. هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. And where are their enemies, the kuffar? Where are they? Somewhere else. And you know exactly what that place is? And what's going on over there? Allah asks, هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ. Are the deniers being punished, being rewarded for مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ, for that which they used to do? Meaning, what they're going to get in the hereafter. Isn't that justified? Don't they deserve it? ثُوِّبَ, ثَوَابَ. ثَوَاب, what is ثَوَاب? Reward. ثُوِّبَ, he was rewarded. Meaning a person is repaid for what they have done. Aren't they being repaid for what they used to do? What's the answer? Yes. You see, مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ, not يَعْمَلُونَ. Because there is a difference between فِعْل and عَمَل. فِعْل is action, عَمَل is also action. But عَمَل is that which is done consciously. مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ, they used to do, they were doing without even thinking. Without even thinking. They would go on making fun of the believers, ridiculing them, harassing them. But on the Day of Judgment, things will change. Let's listen to the recitation of these verses.
وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
See, the word thawiba is from thawb. What does thawb mean? Cloth, garment, right? Which is folded, you fold it. Right? You take it out of the cupboard, you use it, and then you put it back. It returns. Doesn't it? And what is the theme that we see being mentioned in the surah repeatedly? That what you do is what you will see. What will be given back to you. We see over here at the end of the surah especially, that how those who are being mocked at today will tomorrow laugh. And those who are mocking others today will be tomorrow laughed at. So Jannah is reward for what? For patience. Because when you do the right thing, then many times you will be laughed at. Whether it is that you decide to dress a certain way, or eat a certain thing, or not eat a certain thing, go to a certain place, or not go to a certain place, because of your principles, people will laugh at you. You will be made fun of. This is a reality. But Jannah is reward for what? For sabr. That you remain principled. You don't compromise them. As Allah says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Ayah 111, that إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. That they are successful. Why? I have rewarded them for their patience. So, staying principled requires what? What does it require? Patience. Sabr. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.